My name is John Erling, and today's date is October 14, 2014. Paul, state your full name and your date of birth.
My full name is Paul Edward Thornbrew, initials PET.
P-E-T.
And I was born April the 15th, 1921.
Your present age is?
93 years old.
We are recording this interview here in Tulsa in your home.
Yes, my wife and I celebrated our 74th anniversary this year, decided to get away from all the housekeeping and all the other things, so we moved to a senior citizen's apartment house.
Yeah.
So she could retire too.
Where were you born?
I was born in Olathe, Kansas.
Tell me about your mother, your mother's name, maiden name, and where she was from.
My mother's maiden name was Ethelyn Hoover. She was born in Quinnamal, Kansas.
What kind of a person was she, her personality?
My mother's father, my grandfather, was about a 25% Cherokee Indian.
Okay. What was his name?
His name was James Thomas Hoover. But mother, back in those days, she was a lady of the house, and she was a wonderful mother and grandmother and stayed home and kept things going for us.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had two brothers and a sister. My sister was 5 years older than me. Her name was Evelyn. She was born in Olathe, too, I think, but she's deceased. I had two brothers younger than me. One was Billy Alford. He was in the Navy in World War II, and he's deceased. My youngest brother was Alva Thornbrew. He's also deceased.
About your father, then, what was your father's name?
My father's name was Alva Lemuel Thornbrew.
Did he grow up in the Kansas area?
He was born in Quinnamal. He was born in a general area where we were. He didn't have any brothers or sisters.
What did he do for a living?
Well, a lot of things, but when he retired, he was a Western Union telegraph operator. But during World War II, he took a leave of absence and worked with the Parsons Ordnance Plant as a guard in Parsons, Kansas. That's because all of us boys was in service. But the war was over, he went back to the Western Union telegraph operator and retired. He died exceedingly young with ruptured appendix. He was only about 49 years old.
Wow. The first house you remember?
Well, I remember the Olathe, Kansas. We were right there by the railroad track to the Santa Fe Depot. But we moved when I was young. My dad was a Western Union telegraph operator, and they transferred him to Sweetwater, Texas. So we all moved out there to Sweetwater, Texas. The Hoover days and Roosevelt days. Stayed there until after the Depression hit. They were cut back on time, and my brothers and I was on corner in Texas. I remember selling Saturday Evening Post, and the banks all went broke that day, were closed. So we transferred back to Kansas, Garnet, Kansas, where my mother's father lived, James Hoover. Stayed with my grandfather for a while, and my dad got a job on the railroad. Then we moved on out from there and all the state.
Remember cars back then, the first car you remember?
Well, my dad never owned a car, but my grandfather, I think he had a Model A Ford and then went to a Chrysler.
That's quite a jump.
Yeah, it was used. Of course, those old Model A's only cost about $200, $300, something like that. But that was the first car I can remember. And the first car we ever had, like I say, my dad didn't own a car, but we got one from my grandmother, I think, and we had that. It was a Chevrolet.
The first school you attended?
Well, I turned to elementary school was in Sweetwater, Texas. And we lived in the same street where Sammy Ball, the All-American great football player at Texas Christian College, lived. That's where I was at school when we moved to Garnet. Then I went to the Irving Elementary School there in Garnet.